Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What? So what do you do? This is the time when we get a chance to introduce someone or something to you that you may not know anything about, and it gives you a chance to find out some of the great things that are happening to people here in the great state of Minnesota. And with so many of our friends and organizations, there's so much to talk about. But tonight, this one is very special for me. Someone that I admire very much. He's the founder of Turning Point. Well, a national honor for this Minnesota addiction treatment pioneer has happened. Turning Point. Dr. Peter Hayden, recognized for leadership in African-American community and so much more. Okay, so first of all, before I bring him on, Peter Hayden, Dr. Peter Hayden, founded Turning Point, Inc. in 1976 with a vision to help African-Americans struggling with the disease of addiction. 46 years later, and the Minneapolis organization has served more than, are you ready? 24,000 people. That's just one reason Turning Point received the inaugural Diversity, Inclusivity, and Racial Equity Award from the National Association of Addiction Treatment Providers, and why the award now bears Dr. Hayden's name. How exciting is this? Welcome to WCCO, sir. So glad to have you.
Hi, thank you so much, Jerlyn, for, you know, we go way back. You're from Gary, and my wife and family is from East Chicago, Indiana. And so I met you through her, and you've been just a dream for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so how did you feel when you received this national honor? This is a big deal for us and for the country. So how did you feel?
Well, put it this way. I don't cry very much, but this brought tears to my eyes because I was not working with brothers and sisters who had addiction because one day I was going to be awarded something. I was working because I care. And then all of a sudden here, this national organization of over 4,000 people said, you've been doing something for 45 years, and we want you to know how much we love you and appreciate you.
How did your family handle it?
Well, let me just say, the whole family went to Denver with me because It was just, you know, when you receive something as an individual, that's one thing. But when you can share it with your family, it's totally different. And as you know, our oldest daughter, Taylor Hayden, was killed in gun violence, unfortunately, mm-hmm. in Buckhead. But we feel that she was there with us. So Aaron, Sydney, Joyce, naturally, Jeff, we all were there receiving this. And I felt they received it more than I did, because they've worked with me as a father and a uncle and other things. Thank you.
You are quite a remarkable man. It's stated here in my program note that when you first initiated your own recovery from addiction, you never imagined earning a PhD or creating something like Turning Point. Tell us how that process went for you, and was it difficult or was it absolute joy?
Well, you know Henry Sullivan of Lucille Kitchen back in the
day.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
So I can say this because we were in treatment together, and Henry said to me, what do you think if we had a Hazleton-type program, but in the community? When he said that, I started calling Richard Green, Harry Davis, Joey Hill, all the pillars in our community, and said, here's what I want to do, because if I can get it done in the suburbs somewhere, we can do this in our community. And I've never looked back with the shoulders I stand on.
You actually mentioned that this humbled you so much. You feel like all of them should receive a piece of this as well, because you work together to make it happen. And Turning Point, you know, is well known, not just in Minnesota. And so we are so excited that you received this incredible gift that you should have. I mean, to know that Turning Point has been around this long, I mean, 1976, it is 2022. I don't know about you, man, but my hands are up for you.
Well, thank you so much. And the beauty of this award was for Turning Point, not for Dr. Peter Hayden. It was for Turning Point. But they felt a need once they met me and the words I had said and they met my family and saw what kind of person I was. They said, we would like to, if you would allow us to name this award after you. And then I had to fall out again and start crying.
That type of joy, I can just imagine what that felt like for you. I read here that African Americans are twice as likely as white residents to experience a drug overdose. Are those numbers still that high?
They are. And let me just say several things behind that. You know, Jeff Hayden, my son, who was a former senator, you know, we collaborate all the time. And this is the deal. One, as proud as I am in Turning Point and what God has done for me, we don't have but one Turning Point in the whole state of Minnesota. We've got some small organizations that's trying to do some things, but I'm saying that there are people in position to allow us to have more Turning Points. And it doesn't just have to be my Turning Point. There's other people who are doing some great things out in our community. But a lot of money, Geraldine, is going to agents, not even agencies, because I don't want to say it that way, but they're going in a way that they're not proacting. They're not taking care of the people of those 22,000 people. And so you see what's going on with George Floyd's death and other people and other things that's happening because we're not funding the Turning Points of Minnesota.
So then where do we go? What do we do in order to make sure that funding comes through? I know that Minnesotans are so generous when it comes to the arts and so much more. So where do we go? If we can't get it here like you need it, then what is next?
Well, let's say this. One, I just want to throw a shout out to Hazleton, Betty Ford, and Dr. Lee. He's come in as the new president, and the first thing he did was call me up and say, I want to sit down with you and see where we can go with that. So within the community of chemical health, there are people who want to, but we still have the state and we have the city and the county that if they don't help us do the kinds of things we're doing, it's not going to matter. And so, for example, Jeff Hayden was 6 years old when I sold up, right? He tells them all the time, if my dad hadn't sobered up, I wouldn't be a senator or I wouldn't be the person I am today. And many people can say that. So I think what we have to do is start seeing recovery in a different light. And if they would allow me to share that with them, they would start to see that that money is not going for naught.
That's the key, because more and more people are moving here, some with addictions, many that are there have come to hopefully help out in so many ways. As you move forward with Turning Point and, like you said, having more relationships like with Dr. Joseph Lee, President and CEO of the Hazleton Betty Ford Foundation, what is it that all the rest of us can do to help?
Well, I think it's several things that we're doing. We're not only a treatment program, an outpatient program, a housing program, but we also have a training component to help others understand the work that we do, and we want to share that. And so what I think should happen, and I know many people listen to your show, I mean many people, what I think they need to do is have confidence and courage in what you're saying to them to allow me to say what I'm saying and let us sit down, because we can make this work. Turning Point has done it for 46 years. We can make it work.
It has to work. We're so grateful that it's here. We don't need it to leave. There are still so many that need the help and need the option to go to Turning Point. Also, I wanted to mention that this, I know that you know this, but you're the first one to receive this particular award, Diversity, Inclusivity, and Racial Equity Award. That's amazing. Honey, if it was me, I'd be clucking like a duck around the house. I'm just saying.
You know, and when you go through treatment, what they try to do is help you to make the eye smaller, okay?
Right, right.
And so I'm trying to get a handle on this, but it's really hard for me from where I come from to be that person that I should be so proud of. And so it's when people like you, your family and things of this nature, my family say, hey, look here, I would be quacking like a duck if I had received this. And that's where I'm going to try to go, because my belief is in you. Unfortunately, I mean, you know, it's just in you, because I know you won't lie to me. And so I am happy. I'm going to start quacking too. But I am so, so happy that I have friends and people who have allowed me to be and do the work that I do to where I am today. And I'm telling you, I promise you, I'm not going to stop now.
You can't stop, sir, because Turning Point's grassroots efforts are a model for best practices in culturally specific substance use disorder treatment. And, of course, we are all pleased to honor Dr. Hayden, to honor you for this incredible legacy that you are leaving for us. I just hope that we will see, you know, more and more years, more than 46, more than 47 years. Take it as far as it can go. And will one of your children be involved, maybe even take your place, or
Erin is on the board. That's the middle child. She's on the board and doing some great work in the marketing communications area. At this particular time, she's with Target, so you know it's a little more money at Target than it is Turning Point. But who says that Jeff, Erin, Sydney won't be in line for me to step down, do some other things, and then they come forth? Because all my children know of my addiction, what I've done in my life, and things of this nature. And I'm not talking like you must do this, but I am talking about you. We've got to keep the legacy of Turning Point going, and we got to do it in our families.
Sir, the last thing I want to say, I want to read something that is critical to those who may not know you. I think it says so much about you, and that people know how desperate we need Turning Point. So it says here, the criteria for this award, which honors individuals or organizations that have made diversity, inclusivity, and equity a priority in clinical and operational practices, include diversity among staff, leadership, and governance, organization-wide and community training initiatives like anti-racism, gender inclusivity, social justice, implementation of culturally responsive clinical or recovery support programs. And I know you're blushing right now, but sir, I wanted to put this out there because people need to know what this means, what it really means, not just to you, but to the community, to the Black community and beyond. So for all of those that support Turning Point, no matter what color you are, I know that you are excited for them to hear about this. And we thank you for all that you've done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, because a part of it is not a Black program. It's a cultural program, and all is welcome. And thank you so much.
And it'll be presented in May, correct? In San Diego?
No.
No, you've already received it.
I received it in December. However, now every year when that conference is held, I will be there to present it to the next.
To the next. Oh, oh, that's
Isn't
lovely.
That beautiful?
That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Congratulations, sir, Dr. Peter Hayden. We are so happy, not just in the community, but beyond. There are so many that want to support, and hopefully you'll hear from so many people that want to get on board, because I'm sure you could use more.
Thank you, Geraldine. And here's the deal. I want to thank WCCO, and certainly I want to thank you for being a part of giving us and me an opportunity to share with you what my heart feels on a daily basis.
Congratulations, sir. This is big. So proud.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, everyone. If you don't know what Turning Point is all about, I encourage you to go to their website. But as you have already heard, it is quite remarkable, and I am so glad that it still exists after 46 years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.